Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775. Firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher. If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Ooh, having a little bit of fun with our new systems here today, so just hopefully you'll bear with us a little bit. But let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. So today is, and it is apropos when you're having a little bit of technical difficulties, new equipment that we're working with, trying to get it all up and running. But today is National Relaxation Day, so that kind of falls in with what we're doing today. National Lemon Meringue Pie Day as well. So we enjoy that one also. Looking at the markets this morning, what are the markets doing for us? Pretty flat right now, down 2 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 139, 1.39 on the S&P 500, oil off 17 cents. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury is up a bit as we see the tensions diminishing over in North Korea. We're seeing people getting out of the safety and security of that 10-year, going back into some of the other riskier investments. We talk about that all the time. The 10-year Treasury is one of those instruments that is basically geared to, you know, the idea there is it's a flight to safety. People look at that as a safe investment. So that's where the issue is that comes on right there. That's why we're seeing people moving out of that one right now. Good morning, Chad. Glad to see you out there this morning. So what else is happening in the markets right now? Well, we're looking and seeing a little chaos out there. July retail sales up quite a bit, 0.6% from June, double the consensus. Excluding the volatile auto component, retail sales rose 0.5%. The results for June for both readings revised significantly higher. The Empire State Regional Manufacturing Index jumped 25.2%. That's a good number as well. Above the consensus of 13, July import prices rose 0.1%. That was matching the expectations right there. So that was a flat number on there for everybody. Moving right along, what else are we seeing in the markets? Well, the markets, you got to love this. This is not a market issue. It's just the news. I like watching the news for you. And I find humor in some of the oddest places. Many people will tell me that. So did you check this out, that in one of the protests, we saw that the protesters toppled a Confederate statue in Durham, North Carolina. That was last night. And for good measures, the protesters gave this an extra dose of punishment. If you watch the video, it's hysterical because the protesters pulled the statue down, which, you know, that's just vandalism in my book when protesters do that kind of thing. So it's vandalism. The county sheriff, I hope that he went, he's got it videotaped. But then these genius protesters, they start kicking the statue. Now, think about that. Who is going to get hurt by kicking a statue? And it's I don't know whether it's heavy plastic or metal, what it was, but you just watch the video of them kicking a statue. I just can't figure that one out. I mean, I wonder if anybody hurt their foot. I wonder can you go to a doctor and say, or to your insurance company and say, you know, I was kicking a statue. That's how I broke my foot. Can't go to work tomorrow. I was kicking a statue. You got to wonder about some of these individuals doing these things. And then you got to wonder about our elected officials. Now, Bernie Sanders has to find a way to keep himself in the news. I think he's going a little senile. His wife's in the news for allegedly defrauding some investors in a school in Vermont. But Bernie Sanders claims on Monday that President Donald Trump is partly responsible for the violent Charlottesville terror attacks on Saturday. This is according to the Burlington Free Press. Bernie Sanders, I mean, talk about this one. That's about as stupid. Well, Bernie Sanders, I guess that kind of you understand that one. But think about this. A couple months ago when we had the shooter that shot Representative Scalise out there shooting at the baseball practice, and comes back and says, well, he's a Bernie Sanders supporter. And Sanders says, I disavow this guy. It has nothing to do with me. Yet on the individual's website, on his manifesto, on his social media, he's talking about how he's devoted to Bernie Sanders. So let's think about this. On one hand, Bernie Sanders is not responsible, but Bernie Sanders comes out and says that Donald Trump is responsible. Is there a little bit of hypocrisy there? But I guess then again, it is Bernie Sanders. So I guess hypocrisy is the word of the day. So we'll just let it go, Bernie. It's right for one, wrong for the other. Media hype, and you wonder why you lost the election? Very simple. Interesting report. I just saw this one as well. 20% of Americans find their workplace to be hostile and threatening. One in five Americans say they face a hostile and sometimes threatening environment at work. According to an in-depth study of 3,000 people, 3,000 U.S. workers by Rand Corporation, Harvard Medical School, and the University of California, Los Angeles. I don't know much about the Harvard Corporation. The others sound like a bunch of snowflakes to me, but nearly 55% of workers surveyed face unpleasant and potentially hazardous conditions, which can include cases of sexual harassment and bullying. Now, if it is sexual harassment and bullying, that's not acceptable, but maybe it's an unpleasant experience because you had to show up for work. You had to be there. You had to take the mandatory breaks. Not everything on the job front is grim. However, the study also found that more than 80% of workers say they get to solve problems and try out their own ideas during work hours, not to mention 58% of them say their bosses are supportive and 56% have good friends at work. Survey was conducted in 2015, surprise, surprise, with American ages 25 to 71. Fascinating, interesting information there. Again, 20% of the American workers find their workplace to be hostile. I wonder, are they being forced to stay there? I'm just curious, who's forcing them to be there? Why don't you leave if it's something that is unpleasant to you? I'm sure McDonald's is hiring. Maybe you can be a happy greeter for Walmart. Warren Buffett out there in the news today. News coming out that he cashed in on...
What are you doing?
Well, I guess my guys are a little slow. Cashing in on the crisis era in GE shares. Got rid of all of his GE. I'm just saying that my opinion here, General Electric has not been the same company since Jack Welch left. This is years and years ago. The entire Immelt era took the company in the wrong direction, I believe. They got out of financial services with the sale of GE Capital. They got into the right-wing loon as they owned NBC for a while. Mr. Buffett doesn't really say why he sold his shares, but it is disclosed on Monday in a 13F filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And that's a quarterly requirement for investors managing more than $100 million. GE was one of a series of transactions Buffett made during the 2008 financial crisis, including separate investments with Bank of America and Goldman Sachs. And he continues to own both of those, just decided that he can redeploy his money better by getting out of General Electric. So that's the end of the Buffett GE era. We'll see what Mr. Buffett gets himself into next. Great, great stock investor, so it's always worth watching what Mr. Buffett is doing. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Homes are selling quickly nationwide. We will talk about it. Credit cards, how plastic helps students learn budgeting, and questions to ask before you retire, all that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, find your dream home before someone else does. Homes are selling quickly nationwide. That is the results of a recent National Association of Realtors report. It was recently released, their latest existing home sales report, which revealed that homes were on the market for an average of 28 days in June.
Damn!
Yeah, this is a slight increase from 27 days reported in May, but down from 34 days reported a year ago. 54% of homes across the country were on the market for less than a month in June. Among the 27 states with homes selling in 30 days or less are Washington, Utah, California, and Colorado. If you want to know which day, how many days it is in your state, we did share a map on our social media channels earlier today, and you can see that it's on the heading under the heading of homes are selling quickly nationwide. So there is a map in there. Buyer demand is increasing as the inventory of homes available for sale remains low. If you're thinking about listing your home for sale this year, well, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Let's put together a game plan for you so so you can get it done properly, so you can meet the great individuals who can help you with that. And we did put together a list also of some tips for preparing your house for sale. Again, it's Ron Siegel Radio. That, of course, that was about the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, Text Nest. So it's a couple of tips to improve your house's curb appeal. Give your entry a facelift with either a new coat of paint or a new front door. Don't forget to landscape your yard. A well-groomed lawn shows buyers that the home was taken care of. Make sure all exterior lights are in working order and replace all outdoor light bulbs. Wash all windows inside and out. You don't want to take away from a great view with dirty windows. Clean out your garage. Consider getting a storage unit to store any non-essential items. Depending upon the climate in your area, add a pop of color by planting flowers and remove any lawn ornaments that you will want to bring with you to your new home. Replace a worn-out welcome mat to welcome buyers as they come to tour your home. Paint or replace the street numbers on the house, making them more visible, and power wash any outdoor surfaces to give them a like-new feel. Some tips for inside: clean everything. A clean home will allow buyers to picture themselves in the space and not distract them. Give every room a purpose, even if you used it as a bonus room. Giving it an identity will help buyers. Let the light in. Bright rooms feel warm and inviting. Dark rooms feel small and gloomy. Fix anything that is broken. Buyers will notice and may offer less for your house if repairs are required. Unclutter your house. Thinning out your closets and pantries will show how much room actually available. Fresh paint and new carpets are the top two things you can do to help your home sell faster and for more money. Organize the kitchen, store any non-essential small appliances, and clean all surfaces. Before your home is shown, empty all trash bins and hide any dirty laundry. Make sure all doors open and close smoothly. Fix any squeaks on bedroom or closet doors and replace light bulbs with new ones and make sure all switches work. Just a few items. I'm sure the great real estate agents that we introduce you to from Ron Siegel Radio have this entire list. They probably have their own lists as well, but there's a lot of things you can do that'll just help your house show better. And the better your house shows, the more likely it is that you're going to get some great interest in your property. You need it to be marketed properly. You need it to be priced properly, maybe even under market. Now, don't think that I'm suggesting that you're going to sell it under market, but when you price it under market, more people will come and see your property. When more people come and see your property, that's when you get into the bidding war. And that's when you have less requests for repairs. That's when you have less options. Let the other parties, let multiple buyers be the ones that are fighting each other. Let them be the ones that are out there bidding against each other, negotiating against each other. And you just get to stand on the sidelines and let your real estate agent collect all the offers. When your real estate agent is collecting the offers, they're generally going to be going up. They're not going to be going down. They're not going to be staying the same. So it's in your best interest to continue there, price it a little bit lower, and let them do their job. Let them negotiate it up. But you don't want to distract. We were talking to Chad Pape yesterday, if you recall, about making sure that your home is, in essence, depending upon how you look at it, merchandised effectively. You want people to be looking at it. You want people to be excited. You don't want them to be saying, I wonder when the last time is that they washed that corner of the house. It's just a little bit more great information from the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We love getting this information out to you to really give you a hand on some ideas as to what's good for you, what's good for your family. Our friends over at Smart Asset did a story on how long it takes to sell a house, and it depends on where you live and what's happening in your local markets. But it is a seller's market. Home sellers have an advantage. There will be lots of buyers competing for a limited number of homes. The opposite is true in a buyer's market when home buyers have the upper hand. If you're not sure how long your house will sit on the market, Looking at the trends might help you prepare for the process. That's why we suggest to you all the time, you got to deal with some great real estate professionals. And I share with you national numbers and Southern California numbers. But again, we're looking at, in Southern California and California in general, we're looking at under 30 days if your property is priced, marketed, and presented properly. It's a combination of all of those issues. It's not just one issue or on any one of these things. You're looking at everything in conjunction with one another. So if any one of those are out of whack, you're going to have a problem there. Now, I'm looking at a resource that I put together for real estate professionals, and it tells us right now the inventory in Southern California. This one here is really going with the metropolitan statistic area of Anaheim, Santa Ana, and Irvine. The inventory of available properties year over year is down 6%, month over month down 1%. We're looking at over the last 42 years. Are you ready for this one? And I share with you all the time how interesting Orange County real estate is. But over the last 42 years, and this is not the entire county because it only covers Santa Ana, Irvine, and Anaheim. So it does cover a vast majority of Orange County. But over the last 42 years, the average real estate, the average appreciation for real estate in this area, 5.01% average over the last 42 years. Now, what is the projection? Well, for the coming year, it's 6.1%. For the 5 years accumulated, 25.66%. That's some staggering number, some staggering information right there. You need to know that if you're looking at being an investor. Don't you want to know what these numbers are? And that's what the great real estate professionals will give you. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. How plastic helps students learn budgeting and some questions to ask before you retire, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. How plastic helps students learn budgeting. When you send your college student off to school with a credit card, it's natural to worry about him damaging his credit or her credit or yours. Anyone with a credit card runs some risk of building up debt. But credit cards can also help college students learn how to track spending, pay bills responsibly, and avoid interest and fees. Perhaps most important, credit cards give young adults and their parents a chance to talk about finances at least once a month when the bill comes. For those reasons, financial experts say credit cards can be a valuable tool for teaching your college student how to budget as long as you follow some ground rules. Let your college student make some minor mistakes. The Credit Card Act of 2009 makes it hard for college students who don't have an independent income to qualify for a credit card on their own. So many students first become authorized users on their parents' card. To reduce the risk of overspending, parents could add a student to a card with a low credit limit, such as a $500 or $1,000 limit. Parents can see all the activity and coach them. The risk, though, is that if a student overspends, it could hurt the parents' credit score. That is an issue. At the same time, allowing your college student to make some mistakes might prove helpful in the long run. If they spend more than planned 1 month, you have a conversation about what happened and how to prevent it in the future. Now they can still be teachable moments. Later, it will be bigger dollars without the parental guidance. Stress the importance of paying in full. When you pay your credit card balance in full every month, you don't get charged interest. Further, committing to pay in full requires you to live within your means, spending only what you can afford. Helping a student understand this can lower the chances that he or she will rack up debt later. Show them a credit card statement. Unfortunately, we're not seeing that in the schools any longer. Walk them through how to review the charges, check the interest rate on the card, and understanding the fees. Schedule a monthly chat. Monthly credit card bill is an opportunity to review spending with your college student, and spending is easier to track with a card than if using cash. That's just some of the benefits there. It's from a financial planner that we saw the research on, and they found when she worked with clients who had a son in college on their household budget, these were some of the tricks that worked for them. At first, the couple deposited a flat amount into their son's bank account each month, which he supplemented with part-time work, but he quickly burned through his money and never seemed able to pinpoint where it went. When the couple switched their son to a credit card, they were better able to monitor his spending and realized he was spending far too much at restaurants instead of using the meal plan at school. Gives you a way of identifying that. If your college student is using a credit card, he or she might as well be earning rewards for those purchases. That's why Ron are looking at it. We talked a couple days back about some of the different credit cards, which ones are best for your student. You want to find the ones that fit their needs, right? I mean, if they're using it for groceries, gas, not on the alcohol, or at the club stores, you want one set of credit cards. You want to make sure that that matches up. Do you get the right one? Help your child build credit. Authorized user status can help your child or your college student build credit, so the new graduate will have a strong credit score when they get that diploma. It's nice to build your credit history early. Even more important is learning to take responsibility for one's spending. Most college kids are ready for it. They've just never been exposed to it. That's the biggest issue, and unfortunately, we're doing a real poor job of that in our schools nowadays. We are not teaching the young people how to go and do these things. Also saw a report, and that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. I get this question a lot on our private messaging and text messages. What is a certified financial planner? And if you figured you got it all figured out financially, don't worry, you're not alone. Maybe if you haven't figured it out financially. And I suggest that a lot of people think they have, but they really haven't. Can you imagine trying to do what you do, whatever it is that you do, in a half an hour a day or a half an hour a week? How do you figure you can deal with all of your finances and all of the things? And when we talk about a certified financial planner, there's a lot of planners out there. There are a lot of people, financial planners, they're not certified. So what is a certified financial planner? It's someone who works with you on your financial goals. They help you make decisions and offer recommendation on financial aspects like tax planning, investing, retirement, and more. Do you notice when we go through and talk about what a financial planner does, very rarely do we talk about debt? Yeah, that's a side that we look at here at Ron Siegel Radio more than anything. There are great financial planners out there. There are great certified financial planners out there, but they very rarely talk about debt. So the difference between a financial planner and a certified financial planner is the certified financial planner is a financial advisor, like we spoke about, who has earned the title of CFP through extra accreditation. To earn the certification, advisors must pass strict requirements like further education, experience, and exams. The exams and certifications are distributed and managed by the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Inc. If you're looking for a financial advisor and want to guarantee that an advisor is the best of the best, I'm not sure there's a way. Now, a CFP does have the extra knowledge. That doesn't necessarily mean they're the best of the best. That doesn't necessarily mean that they've got the experience. I've seen many financial advisors that are just as experienced and knowledgeable as the CFP. So I don't say that you have to have a CFP at any level, regardless of your asset level. But to become a CFP, candidates must prove themselves across the four E's set up by the CFP board. The four E's are education, experience, examination, and ethics. Education requires candidates to hold a bachelor's degree from an accredited university or college. You don't need the degree to take the CFP exam, but you will need it for certification. CFP candidates also need further financial advisor education. This includes a college-level program of study in personal financial planning and a CFP board-registered capstone course. If you already hold a higher business degree, a CFA or CPA, you may be able to skip some of the requirements. Of course, taking classes isn't everything. CFP board requires candidates to prove they have 6,000 hours of professional experience in the field, and your experience may also qualify with at least 4,000 hours as an apprentice. However, there may be further requirements. Pretty certified financial planning, continuing education. That's part of the four E's. They may receive the prestigious title of CFP. It's good to keep in mind that even after you pass all four, the board still holds the final say in whether a candidate earns the certification. That's not the end of it, however. In order to maintain integrity of the certification, CFP advisors must renew their certification every 2 years. This requires another application and completion of further education, and the 30-hour continuing education requirement includes 28 hours of financial planning content and 2 hours of CFP board approved ethics. Again, do you have to have one? No. Do you need to? What's the takeaway when looking for a financial advisor? You want to know they're qualified and trustworthy. That's the biggest issue. Now, if you get a great recommendation for somebody from somebody, that may solve that issue for you. But again, you got to look at what you're doing. Call me at 800-306-1990. I am more than happy to give you some guidance on who the financial planners are that I would highly recommend for you. Speaking about guidance, did you follow this other news story? We spoke about the workplace issues earlier in the broadcast. Taylor Swift winning her lawsuit against the DJ in Denver who now he's convicted or the jury believes that groped her. Yeah, very interesting. Jurors in the U.S. District Court in Denver deliberated fewer than 4 hours to find that ex-radio host David Mueller assaulted and battered Swift during a pre-concert meet and greet in June. If you watch the video of this or the pictures of this, it's fascinating to see what they called a assault and battered Swift. Only in Colorado. I wonder, being that it was in Colorado, I guess I don't have my soundboard working right now, but I wonder if in Colorado, maybe they were smoking something. Yeah, you shouldn't be grabbing somebody's behind, but is that what you would define as assault and battery? Swift was looking for damages of $1, just wanted to prove her point. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Questions to ask before you retire, and some questions about Trump's tax overhaul. We'll talk about that one as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next loan, any loan, Gold Star has the programs for you. You just got to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will be happy to put you in touch with the team. Get that Fast Pass loan approval, Fast Pass loan approval from our friends over at Gold Star. They're the only one that I know of that offers the Fast Pass loan approval. So what does that mean to you? It means your real estate professional is able to check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement. That means no loan contingencies. It allows you to be operating as or your real estate professional to make an offer for you with no loan contingencies. That means you're competing with the cash offers. That's the idea there. Questions to ask before you retire. These are just some of the things you need to think about. Again, we talked in the last segment about the financial planning aspect, but here's a few of them that you want to be thinking about. How much of your income will you be able to, I guess I should start at the very beginning though, right? So if you, how will you take care of healthcare needs? One of the most important issues that would-be retirees need to address is how they intend to cover their health care expenses. If you had health insurance coverage at work, then quitting your job means giving up that coverage. Those who wait until age 65 can generally qualify for Medicare, which goes a long way toward covering health care expenses for retirees. If you're thinking about retiring early, then you'll need to know how to bridge the time gap before Medicare kicks in. If you're married and your spouse is still working, then you might be eligible for coverage under your spouse's group health plan. Continuation coverage under COBRA can also be an option to cover short periods of 18 months or less, but you'll have to pay for the monthly cost of insurance yourself, not just the employee portion that you used to pay when you were still working. That can be shockingly expensive if you're not prepared for it. Other alternatives include marketplace coverage under the Unaffordable Care Act, as long as it's here, but with the healthcare legislation in limbo, it's dangerous to assume that such coverage will be there for long as you will need it. How much of your income will you be able to replace? Losing your paycheck means having to figure out how you'll be able to afford your living expenses. Some of your costs will fall when you stop working, but you might also want to do more things with all your newfound spare time. Many retirees find that the pastimes they take up in retirement are just as expensive as the work-related expenses they used to have to pay when they had a job. To figure out how much income you'll have, you'll want to look closely at two things. First, Social Security will likely kick in at some point to provide you with stable monthly income that tracks inflation each year, and you can estimate what your benefit will be. Second, using a simple guide like the 4% rule to determine how much you can safely withdraw each year from your retirement nest egg will provide another basis for financial support. The 4% rule basically says if you take your entire portfolio and you take 4% a year, you should never run out of money because you've got appreciation, you've got income, and you're not touching too much of the principal during your retirement years. Add those two things up and compare it to your after-tax pay. If they're roughly comparable, then you're likely in good shape. If there's a big shortfall, you got a problem. You better figure that one out or wait on retiring a bit longer. What will you do with your time? Before you retire, you need to understand exactly what you expect from retirement. Many people look forward to retiring for years only to find that when they leave work, they're also leaving behind their closest social network. If you're retiring just for retirement's sake without any concrete plans about what you want to do with your time, then you're opening the door to potential unhappiness. Many workers have started looking into the idea of phasing into retirement by staying on in a part-time or advisory role at their place of work. That's especially useful if you're in a financial position where having some extra income is helpful, and it also makes sure that you don't lose touch with the people you spent time with during your career. Regardless of whether you can go that route, be sure to plan how you'll maintain your social relationships so that you can avoid feeling isolated and lonely. How should you invest after you retire? Finally, would-be retirees need to know how they'll need to handle their investment portfolios once they quit work. If you found a gradual path toward conservative investing as you age, then you probably won't have to make major changes on the day you retire. However, if you've been an aggressive risk taker with your investments when you had a paycheck coming in, retirement is a good time to think about making your portfolio last. You won't want to give up on stocks entirely, even after you retire. With many retirements lasting 30 years or more, you'll need the growth that stocks can provide. Yet by focusing on dividend-paying stocks and companies that are more stable and mature businesses, you can reduce the risk of your stock portfolio while still having growth potential to make your money last longer. And don't forget about the other big one that I chat about all the time and almost every financial individual leaves off. When they're talking about finance, remember I told you in the last segment how people just don't look at the concept of debt? Well, if you've got a home, think about this. You need to be looking into the reverse mortgage. And it doesn't matter. It's not for just those individuals that are low on money. It's for anybody. I think nearly everybody over 62 years of age should be looking at the reverse mortgage because it protects your investment. It protects your equity. But it also works like a growing standby letter of credit. So that's good for you in that situation. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Tax cuts versus tax reform. We're looking at some of the items that we've been hearing about in the news about President Trump's tax overhaul. Are they looking at tax cuts versus tax reform? Tax cuts means that people simply pay less money to the government. Tax reform is more complex and more difficult to achieve because it generally involves simplifying the tax code by erasing breaks. With tax reform, the government can, in theory, collect less taxes from a broader base of incomes, and that enables lower rates. Tax reform is difficult because the deductions and tax breaks generally have vocal and well-financed supporters who will fight to preserve those benefits. From a political standpoint, the perceived losers are more vocal and louder than the perceived winners, according to the Tax Policy Center. And that's why the administration might ultimately decide to cut taxes in hopes of boosting the economy rather than wading through an overhaul. They are looking at the middle class tax relief. But you have to remember, if only 50% of the people are paying taxes and 50% do not pay taxes, how do you cut too much from the middle and the working class? Just a thought for you right there, and we'll talk about this more in the days and weeks to come. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.